Welcome to your daily devotional for March 29th. Finish what you start. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. And in this I give advice. It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you also must complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have. The Apostle Paul gives us inspired advice to the church at Corinth that whatever they set out to do for the furtherance of the kingdom of God ought to be completed. 1 year ago, I made a commitment before God and man to complete 1 year of daily devotionals for the glory of God, to strengthen the saints, and to witness to those outside the household of faith of the greatness of the Savior Jesus Christ. If I were to renege and not complete the year, I would be truly and correctly counted as a fool. For the scripture says, when you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you have vowed, better not to vow than to vow and not pay. Before we set about making a commitment, let us consider these words of Jesus. For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Completing something worthwhile is always such a rewarding feeling. Even if nobody reads these pages, I would count myself blessed to have thought through 365 verses, at least two from every book in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. Any spiritual enterprise based on the Word of God is never wasted. Is there anything that you began to do but never finished? Maybe you made a commitment to your spouse, parents, or children to do something for them or spend more time with them. Maybe you vowed to read the Bible in a year and gave up. Maybe you vowed to increase your church attendance and participation in Bible studies, but you gave up. What's done is done to this point. But you're still around to read this, so what's stopping you from getting going again? It is a true Bible principle that you ought to finish what you start.